Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Here we go on a Monday. Crowder, if you were curious, Tua has shown up at OTAs.
Hey.
That's good news. That's good news. We'll get there.
Let's check them a little bit.
Since we last spoke, the Panthers knocked the Boston Bruins right out of the playoffs, game 6. We all won some money, if you listen to Lee Sterling. Yep. He did tell us Panthers minus 145 or whatever it was. And then when they went down, if you live bet them, you want even more money. You had a great time if you joined us at Dave and Buster's to watch it all. We're going to do it again Wednesday night. I'll host another watch party, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll get started in New York. I'm very excited. We have a lot of stuff to get to today. You know, I cannot believe that Minnesota beat Denver in Denver in a game 7. I can't believe it. Couldn't believe
down by 20. Down by 20 in the third. That was amazing. That damn Anthony Edwards, boy, he's special.
That was something, man. So as we sit here today, we know 3 of the conference finals matchups in both sports. The only one we're waiting on is the Western Conference Finals in hockey. You got Edmonton and Vancouver tonight. The winner will face the Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars and the Florida Panthers are both Stanley Cup favorites right now at plus 200. So, again, we're going to talk today. Mike Cuno is going to join us. George Richards is
He's in that new apartment. In that new man cave.
Oh, yeah.
He said he's having some video and audio issues every once in a while.
You're from Puerto Rico.
Huh? You said you're in Puerto Rico.
Hawk, you were lagging a little bit.
Maybe he's still lagging a little bit.
I'm sorry to hear that. I told everyone last week I'm broadcasting from a new apartment and we're working out the kinks, although Thursday and Friday went well. I was mentioning Solana called in sick today and Dan was in Puerto Rico. Did you fly back from the PR just to do this show? Or were you already home?
Yeah, I chartered a flight. Cost me a ton of money, but, you know, I had to get back here. Couldn't let you guys down.
We appreciate you being here. How was Puerto Rico?
Oh, man. San Juan's always great. You just walk around, music, people, drinks, food, really great. They actually had, like, a Puerto Rican pride celebration. When I say pride, not for their heritage, not for anything else, like LGBTQ, just a heritage day. So they had a parade, they had people dancing in the placas and the squares. I was dancing, going crazy, having a few pina coladas. It was a great time, man. Puerto Rico is beautiful and great.
Did you go with somebody or you just said I'm going to Puerto Rico?
I didn't real solo. I was with somebody. I had help.
Where you headed? I'm in Puerto Rico this weekend.
Get away. Because I was about to say, you know, Dan in a foreign country seems like danger waiting to happen. But then I realized Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, mm-hmm. which may have come into the decision for Dan as to where he's traveling.
Yeah,
I feel like out of the country might be biting off a little more than you can chew.
He come back with a black eye every time.
Anyway, he came back with a black eye from Denver. It's going to be a lot worse in a foreign country.
Didn't you used to have a left arm? Don't worry about that. Come on, let's go. Headlines.
Oh, you were in Barbados again. I see.
Dan.
Anyway, we'll so the conference finals, you've got the Pacers and the Celtics. Yep. Celtics are big favorites in that one. Mavericks and Timberwolves. Man, that is going to be, I think, an epic series because you've got Luka who's trying to get to the NBA finals. You've got Anthony Edwards who has just shown you that this league is his. Uh-huh. What a great Western Conference finals that is.
I'm cheering for Minnesota, man. They're so much fun. They're kids and they laugh, they joke, they mess around, they talk trash at the press conferences. Like I think Boston's gonna be a hard out, but I'm cheering for Minnesota.
I think I'm rooting for Luka. I happen to like Luka. I think I'm rooting for him.
Him and Kyrie, huh?
Not so much Kyrie.
I'm okay with all the teams except for Indiana. I mean, except for Boston. I don't really want to see Boston do anything.
I'm with you. Problem is, I don't see Indiana being able to beat them. Indiana had a tough time getting past New York. But you know what? Boston, as infallible as you might think they are, they've shown you a couple times, including against the Heat during the postseason, that they can be beat.
Oh, always bet against them in game twos. They can't seem to win a game two.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, the Dolphins are betting the Patriots. The Panthers just knocked off the Bruins. Well, you know, we're 2-3. Them damn Celtics, they probably go win, fellas. I'm sorry to tell you.
So anybody hear from Solana? He said that he texted us this morning. He said that he had a fever and the sweats. Hmm. Anybody else hear anything since then?
Jimmy was texting with him. But he's getting the exact verbiage from him because he doesn't want to misquote Solana. Hmm.
I asked him how he was feeling. He goes, like ass.
Hmm.
You had to look up that text? You couldn't just remember?
He wanted to get it word for
word.
That
was it.
Well, that was nice of you to text and see how he's feeling. That was a nice, and nice thing to do.
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah. Good guy.
I read that.
Jimmy, were you nervous, Jimmy? Because we had some discussions about you running the show today because we didn't know if Dan was back in the contiguous 48. And we had gone over a couple of different options, me and Len and the text thread. And I suggested just let Jimmy run the show. Jimmy knows how to run the show. Were you aware that you were, you know, in contention to run the entire show?
Honestly, no, I did not.
All right.
Yeah, he seemed really cool, calm, and collected when I walked in. I was like, man, I'm glad I'm here, right? And he was just like, yeah.
Would you have been able to do it all right?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it before.
Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy helps.
That's what I thought.
Jimmy runs day at night, and he's run some of the shows whenever he and I are working together.
All right. Well, that makes me feel good. We've got a good we've got a better farm system than the Marlins.
Jimmy looks terrified.
That's why I was asking him if it was in his head, because Jimmy, you look a little off your game. You all right?
I'm good. It's just hot out there.
It is hot. This is going to be a brutal summer. Because it's not summer yet. Mm. And the feels like temperatures are like 105 degrees. It's insane out there.
It's gonna be ugly.
Yeah.
And so when the rain starts, it's gonna be so muggy. It's gonna be a tough one.
Just want to kind of put my head down and wake up in September. Yeah. A little football.
This is an old man Home Depot conversation we're having too, because I've had this one. Oh, summer's about to be hot, George.
This is some weather. How do you think the impatiens will last?
If it weren't for them Panthers, oh man, I don't know what I'd do. How does that have anything to do with the weather? Conversation.
Had it at Lowe's about 4 days ago.
All right, you want to do headlines, Dan? Let's do headlines. Mike Cuno is going to join us. George Richard is going to join us. And before you know it, it'll be 6 o'clock, and we can all go outside and sweat our asses off. It'll be 107 degrees.
These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We do have
we'll
a time.
Give you a pass, Dan. You were out of the.
Yeah.
We're out of the. Like, you literally just got back.
Landon. I'm also doing this off memory, too, so just to let you know. Ford Panthers did get that big 2-1 win on Friday over Boston, winning their series 4-2. They will now take on the New York Rangers Eastern Conference Finals. That is going to start Wednesday at 8, Madison Square Garden.
All right, very good. You'll be able to hear all the Eastern Conference Finals games right here on 560 WQAM.
Don't know if this is a big deal or not, but there are reports that Tua Tagovailoa turned down an initial offer for an extension from the Dolphins.
Yeah, I read that over the weekend. I mean, that's understandable. You're never going to accept the first offer. But I really don't understand what the delay is at this point, because we know what the market is. You know what Jared Goff got? Like, you know, who else signed during the offseason just a few weeks ago? I'm drawing a blank. But we know what the market is.
And he's going to want more than the last guy, like everybody else does. Honestly.
He's going to get somewhere between like 50 and 51 million a year, I would guess.
And I think Jared Goff, it threw a little wrinkle in their negotiations, because mm-hmm. then everybody had to sit back and look and say, ooh, Jared's worth 170 guaranteed? Yeah, I need 200. I need 190. Yeah, it's Jared Goff.
Yeah,
so
you know that, get it done. You know that Pusha T song, Yesterday's Price, Not Today's Price.
Yeah, that's what's happening. But for him to come today, it was just that little, you know, that little first week of, hey, I'm not going to be this perfect little soldier if y'all think I was going to be, but then I'll come back now and be with my teammates. They're going to get it done, Hawk. Don't worry. They got a lot.
Yeah, I just find it odd, because Stephen Ross has shown you one thing, I believe, over the years. He doesn't mind spending. Yeah. He will spend. So, if they're a couple million dollars apart on Tua, it seems weird to me that it's just not done. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing at this point? I understand it's got to be structured in the right way so that you take as little cap hit as possible, and maybe it's all in bonuses, guaranteed. I don't know how. So maybe it's just the structure, but I can't imagine that this is going to go on much longer.
Yeah, no. I say 2 weeks. We got it done in 2 weeks.
The Marlins took 2 of 3 from the Mets over the weekend. They did lose yesterday 7-3. Very bad outing from Sixto Sanchez. Nonetheless, they are back at it today at Lone Depot Park, 6:40 first pitch. Ryan Weather is going to be on the mound for the Fish.
Yeah, Skip had some harsh words for old Sixto Sanchez after the game.
I'm going tonight.
Mm. Oh, you are?
Yeah, Little Chan is performing the national anthem with his band from school.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he's got a band, like 4 guys that play guitar, or he's in band?
He's in a band. He plays percussion, and they're doing the national anthem before the Marlins game.
Very cool. Yeah, that's exciting.
Go down on the field. He gets to meet the players. They all got their little baseballs to get signed and stuff. He's jacked up.
Tell you what, they could probably use his hitting.
Lil Chan could go 6.
I know.
I've seen this lineup.
I know. three Whopper Juniors this weekend. Friday and Saturday they won, so you had Whopper Juniors Saturday and Sunday. Jimmy, did you cash in again?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Wow, no free Whopper Juniors.
No.
I'll tell you, in Puerto Rico, you can't catch the Marlins games. And I was like, why are they at Tampa Bay market? And then I realized the whole screwiness of all the cable companies. I think most of the places couldn't get it because you would think Puerto Rico would be the Marlins market.
I can't get the Marlins games here in Boca because Comcast doesn't carry it anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think they just don't carry it like it does Comcast or whatever provider is still on the outs with whatever the powers that be. I don't know all the details of that deal, but I thought it was interesting.
I'm gonna make a complaint if the Marlins, you know, cut the division lead to, I don't know, five games or less. Then I'll call and complain. Right now I'm fine.
I'll hold your breath.
Last I checked, they were 18 and a half back in May. So
Oh, all right. So they're gaining ground.
Onward and upward. Leading the league. Inter Miami in MLS, they got another win this weekend with a 94th minute goal by Leo Campana over DC United.
All right. Still doing their thing.
Still doing their thing. And, of course, we did talk about...
That might be where Solana got sick, now that I think about it. He went to the Inter Miami game. He got rained on like crazy. Mm. You know what happens to very weak, sickly people when they get rained on? Because it doesn't make any sense. You get rained on, you get sick. It literally doesn't make any sense. People always, you know, when you're a kid, they're like, oh, you can't go out in the rain, you're going to get sick. But it really doesn't do anything unless you're very weak and sickly. And then the rain can actually get you sick. And maybe that's what happened to Solana.
Bingo. Bingo. That little immune system ain't immune.
Let's get to weather from the DeMesma and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Whoo, it is hot. It's going to be in around the mid-90s with chances of rain pretty much throughout the week because the, you know, heat, dry, atmosphere, dust, all that good stuff. That's your weather.
Man, it is so freaking hot. Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk some Dolphins and Tua, and I'm guessing he'll be heading up to New York for the Rangers-Panthers series, and whatever we want to talk to him about.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Cracker Barrel, their naming back in the day was terrible.
I actually like it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Don't forget, very easy to keep up with our show and everything going on in sports, OTAs and hockey and all the good stuff. Inter Miami. Make sure you download the free Audacy app, AUDACY, if you don't already have it, AUDACY. And then you can listen to us live or on demand. And we demand that you make Hockman and Crowder your favorite show on the app. That's the only demand that we have. Otherwise, it's free. Other than that, that's our domain. All right. Mike Cugno is with us, Crowder. The sports anchor at CBS4 in Miami, and occasionally you'll see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I'm imagining he's a very busy man between the Panthers and Dolphins OTAs and all that hoo-ha. Hello, Mike.
Hey, yeah, very busy. Actually, today I was at HQ. Now I'm going to CBS4 and doing this show, too. So technically three shows in a day.
Now, what were you doing at HQ? Was it soccer-related?
Twiddling my thumbs.
You had to be there at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, no. We have like a highlight show, new show that starts at 9 a.m. But get in at 5 to go through all the highlights, all the interview prep, all that stuff. So it's, it's like getting ready for any other show.
4 hours of prep? How long is this show, Mike?
See, but the thing is for me is I don't like – the show's an hour, and then we do breaking news as it comes in. But for me, I don't like to rush when, I have a show. I like to take my time, absorb everything, and be prepared that way. That's some people work faster than I do. I'm a little bit of a slow worker. Not a slow learner, slow worker.
What do you do this on the regular, or is this a fill-in thing?
No, I go whenever they need me. They give me a call. Mike, can you come in?
Because that's, it's an app, but it's streaming, but it is national. So how long do you think we have your services here in Miami before you're just a completely national broadcaster?
I'm trying to get out as soon as possible so you stop calling.
No, I think we might call more because then we can call you for more topics.
The phone changed, the number is long distance. You can't keep it up.
New phone, who it is. Do you want what if this is not anything that we plan on talking about? What if you got a call about anchoring sports in New York or Chicago or LA? Would you consider that?
Anchoring sports, doing what I'm doing now in those cities?
Yeah.
No, I'd stay here. And that's the truth. Because, listen, to do this in my hometown is a dream come true. And I know, I grew up with these teams. I grew up with the Marlins. Literally, as those teams were growing up, so was I. Marlins, Panthers, Heat. Dolphins, obviously, were established over the Hurricanes. But I know these teams inside and out. So that's why I truly love this market and love what I do here.
What if the pivot gave you an opportunity to be the fourth member of the crew and you get your own seasonings line?
There would be a Cuño shaped hole in the wall. I'd be out so fast.
Hey, Cuño, you see I'm on every day, Cuño. Don't do that.
Hey, man. Hey, I just want to
be.
Such
a great visualization of Cuño getting there so fast that there's a Cuño shaped hole in the wall.
I just want to be next to Crowder because he was basking in the glow of TB12.
Oh my God! I mean, was that a tandem? I mean, have you ever seen?
Oh my God!
Did you see the autograph that he got? He got the ball that he intercepted, autographed by Tom Brady.
How dare you troll him with a deflated football? That man is beautiful.
Then he trolled me back and he wrote on the top of the ball, "Congratulations on getting lucky."
He trolled you for your entire career. That's what you don't understand.
No, that's trolling or bullying. I think that's called bullying.
So what is – I asked Crowder this at the beginning of the show. What do you think the holdup is on Tua's contract? And I know he's there at OTAs today, but it seems like it should be pretty easy to price him at this point because of all the other contracts. So I don't understand why it's dragging any further.
That's a good question. I honestly don't know, because if you look at the way the market's set up, it's kind of weird if you look at the average annual salaries. Like Jared Goff has the number two AAV for quarterbacks at the moment. I think Patrick Mahomes is set to go up at a certain point, but he's like number 10 or something, right? So like there are like the quarterback market's kind of weird, and I think it's just settling down on what the right number is for QBs at this time. I thought the Jared Goff signing was interesting because I think that certainly means Tua is going to be, his number is going to start with a 5. If not, it's going to be like 48, 49. I that's where I think maybe they're probably just trying to get close to that number. But So they're probably just haggling over a few different things. But for him, I mean, if you're going to make him and tell him they're the cornerstone of your franchise, then you kind of got to pay him that way. And I think that has to be represented. So, and he's gone through a lot here, right? I mean, he's gone through a lot, and he's been true to them the entire way. And I think he just wants to see, probably just wants to see that reciprocated.
And Mike, is there any way that Tua's not a Dolphin here in the next? I know he has the option this year, or whatever. But is there any way that they say, you know what, we're going to try to go a different direction?
I don't think so. I think they come to terms. We've heard Chris Greer say it a number of times that they think he's their quarterback of the future. I think he likes it down here, and I think he likes who he plays with. I think he likes Mike McDaniel. I think they like the culture here. And it's an offense he's been in for, going on 3 years now, and it only gets better each season. I think it's a good fit. I think it's a good marriage. I think it just literally it's not like, what's the rush, right? He said he was going to come to OTAs a month ago. He told the media, if it's not done, I'm still going to come. You know, we probably made a little bit too much of a big deal of the report of him not coming during voluntary workouts. So to me, it's like, Is there necessarily a rush? Are we speeding things up in our heads a little bit too much? I think that's what's happening, because training camp isn't here yet. Mini camp isn't here yet. I think we just got to wait for those things to happen. If it's not done by training camp, maybe you start to wonder what's going on. But I think it gets done sometime between now and then.
Yeah, I think it's done within a week or two.
I can't figure out what the delay would be. You never know. Yeah.
The schedule was, I know you don't want to look far ahead. Now I'm going to look to week one, but the schedule was released last week. The week one matchup is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They come to Miami. Mm-hmm. Who would you, if you were starting a team right now, and I say you can have one of these two quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa or Trevor Lawrence, which one are you taking?
And I'm not just saying this because I'm down here. I'm still going to take Tua because I see the accuracy that Tua possesses. And sometimes I think Trevor Lawrence can be a little erratic in that area. And if you're telling me you're going to – knowing what I know now, obviously what he can do with McDaniel, I still take him. I know Doug Peterson, obviously, he's got a track record with quarterbacks. But I've seen what Tua looks like. Yes, he's had to struggle against the Bills. But I see what he looks like against the rest of the division, and I'm comfortable in how he plays and the position he can put you in the standings to at least get to the playoffs. Trevor Lawrence has had his up and downs as well, but at this point, I'd still take Tua.
What about you, Crowder? Who would you take?
It's tough, man, because Trevor can play too. I see what Mike's saying, and then Trevor folds late in the season. So we've seen Tua fold late against good teams as well. It's a tough one, but Tua's had more success. Tua's led the NFL in passing. I think after this health concern, which Trevor Lawrence gets hurt. He got hurt.
Trevor Lawrence had postseason success, though.
He has. He did beat up on the what was that? Who they beat? The Titans or something? Yeah, years ago.
Did they come back against the Chargers? Was that the –
That's
they
what
come
it was.
Back against the Chargers?
Yes. Yeah. Number like 20. Yeah, so honestly, I go with Tua, but I think I'm splitting hairs making that decision.
I wonder if we're just all being homers here. Because if you asked anyone in Jacksonville, do you think anyone would choose Tua over Trevor Lawrence?
No, because I think, like, you look at Trevor, and I think he's also had weapons. Travis Etienne, Calvin Ridley. Like, he's in his time in Jacksonville. Now, obviously, they've gone through a little bit of changing there in terms of their receiving core, but it's not like he hasn't had weapons around him either. So he's kind of been put in an area of success, at least the last season. I just think, I don't know, Crowder made a good point, leading the NFL in passing yards, completion percentage, all of those things. That certainly matters. That's why Tua's commanding probably a big number here.
And, Hawk, you seen that hair on Trevor?
Oh, I mean, I would give my left arm. I'd give Cuno's right arm. You'd see a hole the shape of Hockman up the wall if I could have Trevor Lawrence's hair.
You headed to the beach, Meisner Park. Where you headed?
Oh, could you imagine me walking on the beach with these moobs and that hair?
Walking, I would see you in rollerblades. with knee guards, no helmet, just letting it go.
I wouldn't have to use a scarf to hide my man boobs anymore. I could just use my hair.
You just
quite a surprise
right
for the ladies.
Over your shoulders. Yeah. What do you do that? Do you conditioner every day, or you just kind of let it ride?
What, with his hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I would condition that. I mean, I would have that.
Whatever the opposite of whatever you did to get you to this point, right?
Yeah.
I think it's called neglect.
I think it was Lyle and Sandra Hockman's fault. I think,
there you go. Blaming others again.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Sometimes you get dealt a good hand, and sometimes you get dealt this. Unfortunate. You want to guess the line for the Dolphins game? Week one. They host the Jags. Crowder, you can go first. Guess the line.
Ooh. They won't know. 4-point favorites.
Well, he nailed it, Cunho. It's Dolphins 4-point favorites.
I was going to say 4.5. Yeah. They're favored by they're favored by like 7 against the Patriots in their first matchup, I believe.
Hey, Patriots should stink, though, right? I mean, they should stink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that line may move.
But if Drake May works out, that's what they're depending on,
I guess.
He's not playing the Hurricanes again. We don't even worry about that.
Well, he used to wear the Hurricanes out.
Give me PTSD on that one, man.
I won some money off Drake May against those Canes for years.
Mike Cunho from CBS4 is with us. Are you going up to New York for the Panthers-Rangers series?
I'll be going up in, like, clinching situations because they're going to take it to 4. So they'll be back here 3 and 4 wrapped up on to the next one.
What would your takeaway from the Boston series before we look ahead to the series that starts on Wednesday? Your takeaway from Boston and a really, in my opinion, impressive victory on the road in Boston again, and and send the Bruins packing.
My takeaway was that this is just a laser-focused team. Like, all the drama, all the nonsense, the Bruins were worried about the wrong things for a lot of that series. And you can tell, even when the Panthers were down, there was just this like steady composure where they're still just moving forward. Yeah, they may have trailed a time or two in games, but they just kept doing what they were doing, and the results played out in their favor. And that's what they needed to do. They don't worry about the ancillary stuff. Just keep moving forward. If you start looking back at the drama that happened in game 2 or 3 or whatever it was, and you start worrying about that, you're worrying about the wrong things. I thought they did a good job of just blinders on, moving forward. And I think you're going to see a similar team in the Rangers. Like, I think they're on paper probably just as skilled, maybe not as much. They're close, but a tough team as well. And you're going to see two similar teams here in the conference finals.
Yeah, Mike, and I know, you know, maybe a little swag about you because we're Panthers fans, but you said if Panthers are going to take it in 4, but also the betting
kidding.
Line
let's,
is that
let's calm down. Let's calm down. Hold on. I'm just
but
you're the one that said it.
Yeah. So they'll come back here at 3 and 4, we're done. But the betting line, Vegas agrees with you, honestly. They're the betting favorite.
Yeah.
Are they that much better than the Rangers? Because I'm not saying anything about the Rangers, but I see the Panthers everywhere.
I will say in terms of like the goalie situation, the Rangers haven't seen a goalie as good as Bobrovsky yet in the playoffs. So I think they're going to have a little tougher time scoring. I think the Panthers have gotten a little bit more battle tested, having to go against Vasilevsky, having to go against Swayman. They know what it's like to be in kind of these grind out games. I think the Panthers win it. It's not going to be a sweep. I also think like the Rangers were sort of, I don't want to call it lucky that they were here, but I think Carolina is really kicking themselves because although they forced a game 6 after being down 3-0, those first couple games going to overtime, that's a bounce of the puck either way. We could be sitting here right now talking about Carolina and the Panthers for a second time in the Eastern Conference Finals, but instead it's the Rangers. Whereas with the Panthers, you knew who the better team was in that series against the Bruins. So to me, I that's why I give the Panthers an edge.
Do you know who the goalie is for the Rangers, Crowder? Should we do a little we all need to practice saying his name because we'll need to say it for a couple of weeks, I'm guessing. Cunho, do you know?
Yes, I know. Do you want me to say it or do you want to let Crowder do it?
No. I mean, I don't know if Crowder knows. Do you know?
Oh, boy, the big one.
That's right.
What is it? Igor Shesterkin? Is that the way you pronounce it? Shesterkin?
You nailed it. Igor Shesterkin. Anyone named Igor in the year 2024 worries me. Like,
you got to be scared of an Igor, though, right? You got
to
be scared.
Right. Like, he's coming with a battle axe to your house.
Right.
Like,
Igor does not go out lightly. Like, Igor, whatever it is, I don't care if it's a game of tag or if it's a supermarket sweep. Like, he doesn't go out quietly.
Igors have historically been a tough out, like, dating back to, like, the Crusades. Like, just have never been easy, always been a drag-the-game-into-the-mud type of guy. Fights dirty, you know what I mean? We'll throw mud and dirt in your face to get what he wants.
Dan, that's your podcast headline right there for the Cuño segment. Igors have historically been a tough out.
Parents got to be nasty.
Tell me I'm wrong, man. I'm wrong.
Right. And, of course, Vinny Trocheck is on the Rangers. Little T-Mac series for Vinny
Trocheck. See, this is interesting. Panarin, you know, best friends with Sergei Bobrovsky, almost a Panther as well. He's had his boy's number. He's since joining the Rangers. He got 7 goals against the Panthers. So that's a matchup to watch for sure.
They have a really good lineup. Crowder, is it that Matt Rempe? Is he a badass?
Oh my God! Yeah,
that guy's a badass. Yeah, yeah.
Rempe's also classic tough out, as we've learned this season.
He's Igor not an easy out. Igor and Rempe. You don't want to be caught in a dark alley with Igor and Rempe.
Igor and Rempe now.
You've heard of Ren and Stimpy? Igor and Rempe kick their asses all over the place.
That's why their show's not on TV anymore. They killed
How about
them.
This for a Panthers-Rangers preview?
Igor's tough outs. Like, that's perfect.
Let me ask you one more question before we run out of time here. And I want to shift gears to the NBA because I was telling Crowder at the beginning of the show, I'm blown away that Minnesota was able to take care of Denver in Denver on a game 7. Is Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA now?
Oh, man. We kind of had this conversation. I feel like we did this a few weeks ago. And if he wins the title, good luck. The kid is so much fun to watch, and I should not call him a kid because if he saw me in the street, he'd probably find a hoop and dunk on me. Even when he has a bad game, it seemed like he took over last night. Like, shooting-wise, what was he, like 6 for 24, 16 points? You would have never known. You would have thought he had 55 points last night, the way defensively he made things work, the way he was, you know, finding guys for kickout threes. It was just impressive to watch him last night.
And Mike, I know we don't want to hear this, but there's 4 teams left. There's going to be the team we don't like the most to win this thing, right? The Celtics are the best team, hands down.
Mm-mm. Oh no, hands down. No, I think, you know, I think the Pacers just should commit to not playing any defense. Just make it an absolute track meet. I think that would be like their best way of going about this. I think the Pacers will be a handful for them just because of the way they can score. But I think Minnesota's going to come out of the West. I think Minnesota's going to be they're like the Igors of the West.
Tough out.
Did Solana show up for CBS4 Sunday Night Sports last night?
No, but I don't think we asked him to. To be fair.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where is
because he called in sick today. He called in sick today, and I was curious how many like, we're always last on the list of things that he would buff it out for. He's the opposite of our Igor.
I had lunch with Solana today. What do you mean he called out? I had lunch with him at noon.
That'd be great. No, I'm at Gulfstream with Solana right now. What do you guys need?
Solana, say hi. Say hi. Say hi real quick.
Dale. That's what, you know, he went to the Inter-Miami game on Saturday, he got rained out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, does it? Yeah. I was saying to Crowder, the only people who get sick because it rains on them are weak and sickly people. Like, most people can get rained on and then they go about their lives.
Yeah,
like,
he's been hanging out with you too much. See, this is what happens.
I'm the healthiest person on this show. And it doesn't say much for this show, but I am the healthiest person on this show.
I've been sick in 8 years.
What are you talking about? You missed 2 weeks worth of shows after a Super Bowl because you were in a hospital in the Dominican Republic because you had a stomach ache?
That's questionable.
You drank the water, didn't you?
I ate a salad. Wow, Mike, I just...
Oh, they washed it. Yeah. It
sounds so dumb to me that I ate a salad in Dominican Republic.
That happened to me. I had, like, fruit at breakfast in Mexico, and it killed me for, like, a month.
Well, the weird thing is, they didn't ask Crowder if he wanted a salad. They said, do you want a salmonella? And he thought they said salad. And he said yes.
They shave it on like Parmesan cheese, you know?
Tell me when to stop with your salmonella. Yeah. More? Okay. A little more.
Say when.
All right. Mike Cugno, you can watch him on CBS4 and apparently very early mornings, CBS Sports HQ. How do you get there?
9 a.m. is not that early.
Well, you got there at 5, though. So that seems
it's called a job. You know, there's work that goes into this.
I mean, you got people there. They make the stories for you, right? Aren't you just a talking head?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just a talking head. That's it. That's all I am.
He's a slow worker, Hawk. He's a slow worker. What? You heard him earlier.
You know what? Maybe I will just leave this town, huh? And we'll have you to blame. You can tell my mom while she can't see her grandkids every day.
All right. We always appreciate your time, Igor.
Hang up, please.
Igor Cugno from CBS4. All right. Let's reconvene and recalibrate and figure out what comes next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Someone texts in. They want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Hawk and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.